Blog Talk Radio.
God day and welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. I am your host, Keith Russell Lee, and as always, I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced. I'm excited, of course, about this lesson, and let me just kind of give you a preview. I am doing part two of the segment dealing with relief, that you have the ability within you to release, to renunciate, to let go of anything that is hindering you, stopping you, or blocking you. You don't have to get anything outside of yourself. Oh, if I only had this, if I only had that, if only so-and-so would come to my rescue. No, you have it within you. And so I'm talking about how we have the inner spiritual dynamic of release inside of us. Some call it a spiritual faculty. Yes. But the whole idea is that you can release anything. Now, let me just introduce myself this way. I'm Keith Russell Lee. I'm the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia. And my chief aim, the reason why I do this, my objective, my reason for being is to share God's word with you, to share these teachings and these principles and give you the resources and the tools that you need that you can live a phenomenal life. I just want to also say, folks, by way, before I get into this lesson, thank you for the emails. Thank you for the responses. Thank you for the encouragement. And thank you that this podcast is growing. And I want to say thank you for all that you do. And please share it with others. But come on, let's get into this lesson dealing with release. Now, I left off talking about forgiveness yesterday. But before I get into that, I want to recap what I've been talking about. When we talk about release, we have the ability to release those things in our lives that blocks the flow of the Spirit of God and prevent us from creating the life that we desire and we deserve, that we can release, that we can let go. I talked about yesterday the whole notion of repentance. That was one of the terms that I gave, repentance, a changing of our minds. It's a turning away. And so we have the ability to change our minds to repent. When I talked about renunciation, it's a letting go. It's a releasing. It's being unbound. And whatever is bound in heaven, it's bound on earth. And whatever we loose on earth, it's loosed in heaven. And so there's nothing that can bind us because we have the power of the Holy Spirit to loose, to release it, to let it go. And so, but why do we hold on to things? Why do we hold on to things? And a lot of reasons we hold on to things is because, number one, we don't know any better. And so ignorance. And the Bible verse that I always quote, that my people, God speaking, says that my people perish for lack of knowledge. And so we hold on to stuff and because we don't know any better. And we think this is the way that of the world and the way that we're supposed to be. And so, as I shared yesterday, whenever we don't let go of things that don't serve us, it only hurts ourselves. It only hurts us. Think about it. When I have negative influences in my life, when I'm around individuals who don't have my best interest in mind and heart that want to bring harm to me, when I am in situations that are disempowered, all of those things are negative, that they don't benefit you in any kind of way. They do not allow you of being. And we can pray, God, please remove me, God, please. But until we stand up and we say, enough is enough, to when we say, no, I'm having a metanoia, I'm having a repentance, and I am changing my mind, I'm changing my heart, and I'm turning away from those things, it's all up to you. But we don't release. we hold on to stuff. As I talked about lack of forgiveness yesterday. You know, it's interesting because everything in the Bible is about love, and love suggests strongly forgiveness. Because how can I love someone and not forgive? Because love believes all things. It hopes all things. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love, if love keeps no records of wrongs, then how can I say that I am holding things to a person that I love? Come on, some husband. Come on, some wife. Come on, some girlfriend or boyfriend or significant other, whatever. You know, I love you, but I'm holding on to something. If you love that person, you are able to release and let go. Well, I can't do that. It hurts too much. Well, does it hurt too much? Or let me rephrase it. What hurts the most? Is holding on to something that does not serve you more painful, or you releasing something that was hurtful and painful? What is the most destructive? What is the most painful? I dare suggest it's the part of holding. You know, you can be in a situation of unforgiveness for years. And let me share this also, because a lot of times people don't deal with, they think illness and cancer and all this stuff is as a result of sometimes just random things happening. But a lot of sickness comes as a result of our mental states and beings, our mental states and beings. And so what I'm saying here is that, share the story about my sister who was diagnosed with breast cancer. And when she was diagnosed, she went to God in prayer. She really spent some time fasting and praying. And she was struggling with this idea of why was my body stricken with this breast cancer. And the answer she got was, man, I have been holding unforgiveness with so many people. I never forgave our father, as she's my sister, our father, she said, for asking our mother for a divorce. And she was angry. She says, I never forgave my, at that time, her first husband, who they had such a toxic relationship with. And she would hold things. And she was angry about a half a dozen things of people that she had never forgiven and things she held on to. And she says, I realize now I have to let go of those things. Now, let me break that down, because I know some people say, well, that's kind of out there a little bit. But you know what? No. Medical science tells us that your mental state impacts your body chemistry. Medical science now has been definitive in saying that your body chemistry responds to your predominant emotions, your predominant thoughts. Just as if when you get upset, guess what's going to happen? Your body chemistry is going to change. What happens? Your blood pressure is raised. And we can go on and on and talk about that aspect. But the point I'm sharing is that when you are operating in unforgiveness and you're holding on to unforgiveness, it is impacting your bodies. It's impacting your life. Did you realize that when you hold on to unforgiveness, that you cannot be open to anything that God is doing? You cannot be open to anything new in your life. You cannot be open to any blessing in your life. Well, you know, I don't trust people very much because you know what happened to me, and I'm just not that kind of a person. It's like, my God, you got to let go of the past. You got to let go of the pain. You got to let go of the hurt, because if not, someone wonderful could be knocking on that door right now. An opportunity could present itself right now. something new and awesome and exciting could be happening, and you will miss it because you are so much into not letting go. Not letting go. And it's important for you to let it go. Someone will ask, well, Keith, how do you let it go? I practice this exercise. I practice this technique. I just actually wrote about it in my daily email. And folks, I write a daily email. If you're interested in the daily email, you can email me at krlfaith, my initials, krlfaith@gmail.com, and I'll put you on the list, okay? And you can get the daily email, and you can share it. But I share a prayer technique. And this prayer technique that I share is that as I quiet my mind and I quiet my spirit, and I go into a solitary place, and I breathe, and I breathe, taking deep breaths and releasing and letting go. As I practice the presence of the Father, as I feel His presence in the room where I am, I then picture within my mind's eye me holding a pitcher, like a big water pitcher, a big vessel filled, and I'm pouring it into a bucket, a large bucket. And I'm pouring, and what am I pouring into the bucket? I am pouring out of the pitcher all of the things that I'm holding, all of the pain, all of the unforgiveness, all of the anger, all of the frustrations, the feelings of someone wronging me, the feelings of being embarrassed, humiliated, the feelings of being hurt and wounded, the feelings of everything I release, I'm poured into the big bucket there. I see myself doing that. And as I'm pouring it in, I am quoting the words that, Father, I let go. I let go. I give it to you, Father. I give it to you. I release it. And I see that bucket filling as I keep pouring all of the things out that caused me the pain, the frustration, the anger, the people. I even call their names, whoever they may be. I call their names as I put it into the bucket, and I'm saying I'm releasing it. I'm letting go. And then as the bucket is filled, I then see myself lifting that bucket up into the Father. And I see the Father there. I see Him with open arms to receive the bucket. And I say, Father, this is yours. These are yours. I give it to you. I release. I let go. And then I feel the peace of God. I feel the peace of God in my life right now. And I walk in that in the name and the nature of Jesus Christ. Folks, that's a technique that I want you to do today to release, to let go of those things in your life, to let go of those things that are hindering you. You can't walk in the fullness of God as long as you are holding on, and you have the power within you to release and to let go. Well, listen, folks, I've got to hop now. But do me a favor. Go to my website, krlm.org, and become a faith partner with me. I need your help. If you want to be also on my mailing list to get my daily email, krlfaith@gmail.com, krlfaith@gmail.com, and I want to be able to bless you on a daily basis. Well, listen, until next time, this is Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and keep on creating that phenomenal life. Bye now.